haunted house. It's midnight. Where is Robin? If I go in, I might not come out, but I've got no other choice. Here goes nothing.
Welcome.
Hi, Joey.
You're right on time. We're excited to see you. Here we are.
Here? The feast chamber?
You're here. Hi. Thank you, Joey.
What is this?
Can we take a moment? Admire this.
Robin?
We're founding a new society. A happier one. Humanity will remember you as the first truly happy person ever.
What?
I know, right? This was fun. Waffling between Ben or Nick, Nick or Ben. I'm so sorry I lost my cool yesterday. There were bugs. There were frustrations. Crummy Ben. I thought I could count on him to keep chasing you. And Claire. Claire was over the top. But all in all, let's be positive. This was a fantabulous alpha test.
Alpha test?
Yeah!
Like, for software?
That's my girl! Yes! Well, do you see it now? Your blog, your phone, your internet, then Nick, Claire, Joey. Can you imagine? Me, Robin Dunleavy, PhD failure, made the greatest scientific leap since the apple conked Newton. I found the key to happiness. But to be maximally happy, humans need three things. First, they need to be excited. Second, they need to be satisfied. Third, they need to be safe. Where does that happen? In art! In stories! Tell me, why do we love those movies? Those cheap Hallmark movies where washed-up actresses move home, marry their high school sweetheart, and learn the true meaning of Christmas.
Well, really? But because they're romantic. They're comforting and gentle, and we know how they end.
Right. Excitement, satisfaction, safety.
Oh my God.
What was their only problem? They were fake. Yes, we always knew it. To be happy, we've got to forsake the real world and become more like Hallmark.
No.
Amy, the real world is terrible. People fail, get hurt, get lonely, upset. Their dreams die, like mine.
You have a new dream. The bakery.
The bakery. My dream is science. I dreamed I'd be an engineer who changes the world. That was my dream.
You deserve that dream. You're brilliant. Listen, I don't care what your advisor said.
Oh, what he said. Every idea was bad, he said. Every hypothesis struck down. Nothing satisfied him. The only person I saw for weeks at a time, and he couldn't even look me in the eye.
That wasn't your fault.
Whose fault was it? I had to deserve the PhD, but I couldn't look to his approval. I couldn't do it for him. I knew there had to be someone else to inspire me. And there was. Someone who was always there for me. Someone whose talent is for seeing people, validating people, making them smile. Someone I loved, like a sister.
Oh no.
For years, I spent every waking moment on my hypothesis. Slept 3 hours a night, lived on microwave dinners, formed the procedure, wrote the code. And you know what my advisor said?
What?
He said I was crazy. Can you believe? He tried shuffling me off. to a therapist.
Oh, no.
Right? No therapy for this chick! Nope, I had to work. I had to prove the hypothesis so no one could reject. We can create happy lives through an environment of artificially intelligent stimuli. By using artificial intelligence to replace the real world with a computerized one, we can reach perfection. We can attain the point at which life is maximally exciting, maximally satisfying, and maximally safe. We identify a subject. We determine their desire. Then we use artificial intelligence to construct a simulated life, which excites and satisfies them without exposing them to danger.
This is too much.
AI can be smart, compassionate too, with minimal input, say, from reading a blog. They can understand what you want and give it to you. Just like Nick. Nick knew you wanted reassurance to keep blogging. It worked, right?
He's a robot.
It doesn't matter.
Well, he was programmed to say that.
By me. He was programmed by me. I said, read Amy's blog. Get to know her. Tell her she's amazing.
Nick's fake.
Am I fake?
No.
Okay. I've been secretly experimenting on you. Nick's fake.
Nick is a robot. A robot.
You preferred him to a human.
Oh, God.
Yeah! Ben. Ben made you feel trapped. And judged. Nick made you feel giddy, confident, valuable, wonderful, sensational.
You are sensational.
I say you're amazing all the time. Why is it different when Nick does? Amy.
Where is Ben?
Amy.
What did you do to Ben?
I asked you kind of a big question.
I swear to God, Robin, if you hurt him...
Everything I do is to make you happy. Fine. You want Ben? Joey! Please bring our best man.
Very good.